My name's Amy. I'm a singer, singing teacher, musician, and choir leader based in Scotland. The COVID-19 pandemic has definitely been a challenge in terms of being self-employed, but I have found that there's been some positives, strangely enough, as well as the negative impacts. For one, I've now embraced online teaching, whereas I don't think I would have entertained the idea of teaching online had this not happened. And I'm grateful enough that most of my students have joined me on this journey, although it was daunting to start with. I had a few trial runs with my mum before I had my first student come online with me, just to check everything was going okay. I have lost a couple of students due to it not being their thing or not feeling comfortable or their situation at home, but at the same time, I have gained a couple as well. So I kind of feel that's evened out and I've learned something new. It's been a learning process getting to know this new platform. There are limitations to it. Obviously, there's no hands-on. Singing teaching can be a very hands-on thing. I can't be checking how. For tension, correcting any if they're being held, if the posture's held, or just showing them breathing, sort of fluidity that happens that way. But we've just had to work around that and do our best. The same thing with not being able to accompany live. We've had to just send accompaniments in advance, or the student has the accompaniment on their end and plays it so that it's happening at the same time. There's always some issue that crops up. Gig-wise, I've lost all my gigs from mid-March to the end of the year. Near enough, there might be a couple that I'm still doing, a couple of weddings at the end of the year. So financially, obviously, that's been a huge blow. It has, though, given me time to reflect on how much I've been missing the actual performance side. And in all truth, I haven't really been missing the performing as much as I thought I would, especially for the weddings. That could be because I've still been doing some performing online with some weekly Facebook sing-alongs that came from a singing group that I would do monthly with Alzheimer's Scotland being cancelled because the attendees were in a vulnerable group. So I thought I would fill that gap with doing songs from the sort of 40s up to say the 70s for them, and I've done 11 of those sessions now. Again, that was a learning experience to start with. It was very, very strange. Sitting in front of my laptop at the piano and singing away with no feedback whatsoever from any audience. But it's also been, again, a good learning tool. I've watched myself back again, sort of with a critical eye, sometimes maybe a bit too critically, seeing how I am or when I'm performing and picking up on any habits that I have and hopefully improving all the time. So again, it's been a positive with that. Yes, there's been that. I've also spent a lot more time outside, connected with nature, whether it's just walks or in the garden, and really finding real happiness there.
Yes,
So
there's been
maybe
that.
Kind of
I've also
spent a lot more time outside,
forward and where I'd like to,
a bit more connected with nature,
the music,
whether it's
and
just walks
and
or in the garden, and
so,
really finding real happiness there. So
that.
It's maybe
also
kind of
spent a lot more time outside,
what I'm moving forward and where I'd like to
connected with nature,
take the music and
or in the garden,
and I'm
really finding real happiness there. So
it's maybe
kind of
a bit
outside,
and
I do moving forward.